Wrestling with Martin Bester.
So the news came through that apparently, allegedly, this time they are switching off the e-toll system tonight at 11:59, dramatically. Allegedly, apparently, reportedly. And I thought, let me just quickly check in with Wayne Duvenage. He's the CEO of Alta. Wayne, thank you for your time. Good morning. How are you?
Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm well. How are you?
I'm confused and skeptical and cynical.
Yeah.
But hang on, that's been on an average day. This has been one of the most confusing journeys, this whole e-toll journey. I mean, even when they said now it's officially over again, I'm like, I'm sure I've heard that before.
Yeah, we've heard it many times before. They've missed so many deadlines. But yes, this time it's real. And the reason for that is the Gazette has been passed. So in 2008... they passed the Gazette. We didn't even realize it was happening at the time. They kept it very quiet that they were going to toll these roads. This Gazette, which applies at midnight tonight, has undone that work. So from tomorrow, the freeways throughout Gauteng are no longer tolled roads. So they have to switch it off by law.
Can you believe it? Tonight's the night.
Cannot believe it.
So now, the big question, the all-important question. Now, you're sitting with a bill of, I don't know, 100,000 rand since 2008, for instance, asking for a friend. What will happen to those accounts and those bills? Will we have to pay?
No, you don't have to pay. And again, it's quite strange listening to the press conference yesterday that they're still deliberating and discussing what they're going to do. The reality is that they've been doing that for a long time, and more than 80% of the public motorists haven't paid, and there's nothing they can do. In 2019, in March, their last resort, which they had been putting in place for a while at that stage, is to summons defaulters, and they've abandoned that in March 2019. So for the last 5 years, nothing has happened. They haven't pursued. They've been sending out the bills. But quite frankly, any outstanding bill is a fallacy. It's an illusion in their minds, because if you can't enforce payment, they can't withhold your licenses, no criminal records, no blacklisting, no credit rating listings, nothing. And so now, without summonsing, which they've dropped, these bills are meaningless. We have rightfully defied this scheme. So again, to the public, well done for standing your ground. This is a public's victory, by the way. It's not theirs, as they claimed yesterday, saying, you know, we're doing this and we've done all of this. They've made the decision because they were forced to. So those bills don't exist. They just ignore them. If you ever get a summons, if anybody is summons for outstanding e-toll bills, you contact ARTA and we'll handle the rest. They give us a mandate and we'll fight this. We'll continue to fight it, but as far as we're concerned, it's all over.
It just seems too good to be true.
Yeah,
I'm gobsmacked.
It's been a long fight. It's a long fight. 12 years of this resistance.
Unbelievable. You have to feel for the people that have been paying, though.
Yeah.
How are they feeling?
They chose to pay because, I don't know, you know, law-abiding. Most of them are businesses that pass the costs on to their customers.
Yeah.
They're not going to get that money back. Sanral doesn't have to pay it back. They can't afford to pay it back. So, but you must also feel for the people who stood their ground and didn't pay and had all the threats from Sanral of, you know, criminal records and that. They went through some tough times and weren't sure, but they stood their ground, and that's what bad law needs is for people to stand up and defy them. So well done to those who didn't pay.
For those people who are not in the know and don't know what you're about and may ask the question, who are you to say? What authority does ALTA have?
Well, we're a civil action organization that challenged this irrational law. We've been engaging with Sanral since 2011, trying to convince them it was a bad idea, badly researched decision. They refused to listen, so we decided to use legal processes, to use civil disobedience through the law. We're entitled to defy laws, and we were prepared to go to court. We were prepared to go to jail, as far as we were concerned at the time when we started this. And here we sit 12 years later, and government has realized they've got no way to force this down the public's throats anymore, so they've abandoned this payment scheme. So we're not law unto ourselves, but we have challenged government to try and take people on through the rule of law to make them pay. And they failed to do so. So our rights where we come from is that we have rights and we've defended them, and there's nothing government can do about this. We're not opposed to user pays, by the way. It's just when you can't introduce a scheme and manage it properly, then you need to find an alternative way. And there are many other ways of funding these freeways of ours.
It sounds like they were their own enemy in this. Yep. I mean, when they stopped the summonses. When they stopped doing that, was it 2019, you said? 2019?
Yeah, March 2019.
That was a big sign, or kind of a big admission that it is not sustainable.
Mm.
Yeah, it was the death blow, actually, the final death blow. Prior to that, there were many other shot in the foot incidences by Sandra, but that was the big one where it was the beginning of the end.
Unbelievable, because many of us, you know, you kind of, you look at that statement and think, wow. I hope you guys are right. Wayne, so yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Thanks for the fight that you put into it and all the effort and, you know, just sticking through it for how many years? Since 2008.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
It has come to this point. Tonight, they are switching off the ETOL system. And the latest news once again is that those accounts, they can't come after you, allegedly. Yep. Wayne, thank you for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks to all the motorists who stood their ground. Have a bottle of champagne.
Thank you for the fight. Thank you for the effort, my friend. Thank you. Cheers, bye-bye. Wayne Duvenage there, for CEO of Alta. You want to hear that again?
Yeah.
I think we should put that on audio on demand.
Absolutely.
A lot of people see these headlines come through on your timeline.
Yeah.
Like me, and I'm like in disbelief. You can't blame me.
Yeah, for being skeptical.
Skeptical since 2008. Yes, you have to pay. No, you don't have to pay. Yes, you don't pay. No, you don't have to pay. They're switching it off. They're stopping it. Now it's going.
Yeah.
Now it's official. Official.
And Wayne is saying, well done to the drivers for standing firm. Wait, well done to Alta and Wayne Duvenage from...
the
day one.
Yeah, I said no.
They said no.
If you want to share that around on your WhatsApp groups, we'll put it up on audio on demand on jacarandafm.com.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.